I'm standing to be the MP for Calder Valley because I believe I'm the only person who can do the job properly in the way that everyone in the constituency deserves to have it done. Well, the Tories simply don't have a way that they're going to turn the economic recovery that we've got into a prosperity agenda for everyone in the constituency, or everyone in the country for that matter. And the Labour Party simply don't have a way that they can keep the economic recovery going in order to pay for all the public services that they say they want to provide. The Greens and UKIP are basically just more extreme versions of either of those. The only way that we're going to get a decent government in the next parliament is if the Liberal Democrats are part of it. Because Labour Party need to have somebody holding their hand to say, no, you've got to keep the economy going or you can't pay for public services. And the Tories have basically got to have somebody holding them back and saying, no, you can't cut that. We need that. I don't care how much prosperity you've got out of it. You can't just keep cutting and cutting and cutting. So we've got to keep to a decent middle course, basically keep on the plan that we've been doing for the last 5 years, which basically has been a Liberal Democrat economic plan, in order to keep the country on the right track towards a decent recovery. Beyond that, there are a lot of things that I personally want to achieve in Parliament. Massive investment in transport, which is something that the Labour Party simply won't do. They only electrified 9 miles of railway track, and they only managed to build 46 miles of motorways during their time in power. The Green Party have gone straight out and said that they'll cancel HS2, which is the biggest green investment going in the country right now, because it'll free up a massive amount of freight traffic and take it off the roads. I can't understand why that's done. On the other flip side, you've got the investment in public services. Labour won't even say that they'll fund the £8 billion that the NHS need. The Tories say they'll fund it, but have got damn all idea how they're going to pay for it. Don't even get me started on UKIP. And then there's the EU. Obviously, I'm the most pro-EU person standing in this constituency. The UKIP idea that we can leave the EU and everything will suddenly be sunny uplands and everything will magically come right because it's all the fault of the EU is nonsense. They basically wall us off from the world, and Britain has never been a country that has thrived on being apart from everyone else. We've always been in the world. We have the biggest trading empire in the world in history, and still do to a certain extent to this day. We are a country which thrives on international links. We're not a small island off the coast of nowhere. We're the centre of the world's trading organisation, and we need to maintain that. And the EU is the biggest trading bloc going, so we need to stay in. I mean, those are three really big facets. And I can't see why any of the other parties have a plan to take the prosperity of the country, keep it going, and make it pay for people. They will all dive off into an ideological corner as soon as they can. And, it'll be the worst for the NHS. The current plan that seems to be being cooked up by the Labour Party of limiting immigration is even worse for the NHS than their inability to fund it. Because the NHS relies on doctors and nurses that have come from abroad. Without those people, we simply can't run a health service in this country. Yes, I'd love to see more investment in teaching while we're at it, but I wouldn't start from here. Isn't going to solve the problems. So I want to see a government with the Liberal Democrats in it, because it's going to be the only way that we're going to keep to a decent centre course and not dive off to an ideological extreme.